You are listening to Legion of Substitute Podcasters, episode 345. Superboy, the Legion of Superheroes, and Cruella de Vil Convergence, part 2, The Convergening. And welcome to episode 345 of Legion of Substitute Podcasters. I'm Paul French, and today I am Backyard Boy. We spent the entire day. We got up, we had breakfast, rolled with the kids out to the park because they've opened the nearly 100-year-old merry-go-round, and we get a pass for the kids every year for it. So they got to ride the train, all that kind of stuff. And then we got home just after lunch and decided to sit out in the backyard. So this is the longest I've been inside. And that is the way to enjoy a almost summer day. So I count today as a win. A win is what I count it as. So
da-da-da-da.
Indeed. Victory! So there you go.
I'm proud of you.
Well, thank you.
I don't know what to say to that. literally, I don't know what to say to that. I am Darren Noel, and I guess this weekend I'm going to be a resting guy because yesterday I did a whole bunch of crap. Went to go see the Avengers, finally. Yay.
Oh.
Finally did that. And then I ran into a friend of the show, Kyle Miner, is in town here in Atlanta. And we enjoyed our afternoon watching The Boys at the Park, and he says hello, of course.
Oh, Kyle Miner.
Kyle Miner, yeah. And then I left there, and I went and did a panel for a Doctor Who convention called Time Gate in Town. And today I had a late lunch, early dinner with my mom and my brother. So, yeah, I'm now officially resting for the rest of the weekend.
Yeah, that Sounds like a win
It was a pretty good weekend, yeah.
Nice.
I'm just going to calm and just chill out and watch some movies tomorrow and do some laundry. Yeah.
Victory.
Maybe it's victory lad all around. We'll have to wait and see, I guess.
Indeed. Is there a third and fourth voice on this podcast?
I believe there actually is for a change. Yes.
Dun dun dun. Victory lad 3 in the house.
Woohoo! Yay!
I am Scott Coles, back for a bit anyway, at least today.
Until you collapse.
Until I collapse. I've got to figure this whole sleeping thing out because it's not working, I tell you. But yeah, we're into, 24 hours awake. So if I seem loopy, that's probably why. Probably.
So at least now he has an excuse.
Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly.
Upside being I don't have to drink as much. So
well,
that's
go.
Good.
For that.
My weekend was working, and that's how my weekend goes. But today I went to a Magic the Gathering tournament and placed second.
Ooh.
Nice.
Silver. Nice.
And then we played Commander, and I destroyed everyone with squirrels. Waves upon waves of squirrels.
That seems to be your raison d'etre. Your
Indeed.
Villain name is now the Orange Squirrel.
Yeah. So
you're gonna love this, Scott. We were at a thing at work the other week, and we were talking about we need some shirts done for when we do conferences. And one of the guys was like, "You know what we need? Orange." I think orange is the way to go. And I said, you know, I have a friend who would agree with you wholeheartedly.
I've got a friend who, yeah.
And so I had to show him a picture because as it happened, the Throwback Thursday for that week was all of us at, in Time Hop, was the four of us at Super Show.
Oh goodness!
Uh-huh. So there was a picture of you, and actually you were wearing the vest as well. So it
of course
great.
He was.
Indeed, indeed. So he was like, yeah. He's like, wow, that dude commits.
Yeah,
that is correct, sir.
Oh man! And so I have mentioned the fourth person who was with us at that super show,
long-haired hippie.
What? Be nice. Be nice when we have.
That is me being nice.
That's totally you being nice. I am Murray Fox, and this weekend I am Bird Poop Boy.
Oh, my.
We have this beautiful summer out back, and 11 months out of the year, it is gorgeous. It's like my favorite place to sit, but like for 1 month out of the year, the grackles decide it's their, like, it's their toilet. And so you'll be lying in the sunroom, and normally you look up and you look at the clouds, you look at the blue sky, and right now all you look at is bird crap everywhere. Mm. So I had to get out like one of my pottery tables and balance it in the garden on these bricks so that it doesn't like sink into the garden, and then I had to get the big ladder and put it on top of the table, and Sherry's out there, and she's like, "This is not safe. This, yeah. I don't want to watch. I've got health and safety violation."
Are you sure you weren't playing Mousetrap?
Yeah, seriously, it sounds like a.
It's totally like that because I'm climbing up this ladder. The table's kind of wobbly. I'm just praying for no wind, and the grackles are, of course, sitting in the little lilac bush, going rawr, 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 just jibber jabbering away. And then I've got the power soaker out, and I'm like shooting it all off. And eventually, we got it kind of cleaned.
And Sherry's thinking, is the life insurance paid up?
Yeah, seriously.
Sherry was sitting at the brick going, do I kick the brick out? Or do I keep him around for a little while longer?
Did you have your old-timey swimsuit on with the shirt and the shorts so that if you fell in the tub that you'd be okay?
Totally. Yeah, apparently the insurance hasn't been paid up, so she kept me around. So I'm around for another year.
There you go. See, procrastinating on that bill could have saved your life.
That's right. Totally.
Man,
so,
oh man.
Three victories and a not so much.
Well, I mean, it's
he cleaned up the bird poop and he didn't die. That's a victory. So.
That's a victory.
Yeah,
Though, Darren? Is it?
Well, I don't know. I've never heard of a grackle before, so I guess I can't say.
Oh, they're horrible.
Yeah.
They're like crows, except shinier and smarter and noisier and
eviler.
They use weapons.
They just suck.
Well, they call a group of crows a murder. What do they call a group of grackles? A mass murder? What?
A tackle of grackles?
Really?
That's exactly what.
If they don't, they totally have to.
Welcome to Canada Cast, kids.
There you go.
Crackle cast.
Crackle cast, yes. Yeah, there's some good old Kirby grackle.
Oh, Jesus.
I know.
That we need.
American grackle.
Hey, so a lot of stuff since we all last convened. Well, certainly lots of stuff since some of us convened.
Since the show, yeah.
Yeah. It's been 2 years, Paul.
Hey, so, yeah, exactly. It was a week before Sarah was born. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
All right, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, seriously.
Feeling old yet?
A little bit.
Mm.
Hey, so a couple of things. So a couple of weeks ago, or last week, I guess, as this comes out 2 weeks ago, they put out the trailer for Legends of Tomorrow. Anyone get a chance to see that?
I did.
Yes.
I think it's going to rock.
I think it looks so awesome.
It does. It does. It really does.
Yeah. So we got Adam getting small instead of being, as Murray and I had discussed a while back,
Cyborg Superman
or Iron Man.
Oh, Ren Iron Man.
Yeah. You know, and so he is no longer just that. He actually does the shrinking, and that's awesome. And something that did me proud. Oh, is that a time sphere? And oh, is that Rip Hunter talking about himself and the Time Masters?
Well, see, here's the thing about the Rip. I didn't know Rip was British.
Who cares?
I don't know. But I was like, why is Constantine talking about himself as if he is a time traveler? That's the only thing that threw me off. I'm like,
fair. That's fair.
It's Rip Hunter. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But in my head, I'm like, wait a minute.
Governor.
Yeah.
I know. Would you like to go in the sphere?
Hey, we all know that the best time travelers are British.
That's right.
It's true.
They're just trying to hook in all those Doctor Whoies.
That more than likely.
That is
correct.
So what they are doing because
you
the
like,
time.
You like British dudes that time travel? So do we.
So do we.
Here's one right now.
Yeah, I mean, I can't wait for him to meet Malcolm Merlyn.
That will be epic.
But even the Time Sphere has some little steampunky looking ornamentation.
Does it have a basement?
If it doesn't, they're mistaken.
Yeah, they're going to have to have a basement for all those characters.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, exactly.
They keep the basement locked because that's where the beer is.
Indeed.
And I'm pretty sure Flash is underage. I'm not sure.
Yeah, it's hard to say, isn't it?
Seems underage, but I guess not. He was at the bar.
Yeah, and he's and he apparently has some sort of advanced chemistry degree that got him into the CSIing. So
he just looks like he's 15. That's fine.
Yeah, and we had the Flash finale, which was pretty damn awesome.
It was so good.
Yeah. So again, time travel-y goodness, time spheres. If I were to have a time bubble, that's what it would look like.
True that.
With a basement.
Yeah. With at least a mini fridge.
Yeah, duh.
You need one of those little hula girls in the windshield too.
Keep it classy, Hunter. Keep it classy.
Indeed. So we had that, and we got to see the trailer also for the Supergirl show, and in fact, the entire episode ended up dropping over the last couple of days. Mm-hmm. It was quote unquote accidentally leaked.
Leaked.
Oops.
You know what? Well, you know what made me really happy about Supergirl was Calista Flockhart's Cat Grant.
Yeah,
she nailed it.
I think so too.
Bloody well nailed that character. That's good. Yeah.
There's been a lot of griping about it. A lot of people. Oh, he's just like the SNL sketch of the Black Widow thing. It's like, yeah, it's a trailer. And if you actually watch the episode, which I've heard things about, I, of course, have never seen such a thing. It is a lot less of that than one might think. And, you know, it was done long before the SNL sketch was done, so whatever. But also, the way I look at it is, hey, you know what? Sterling Gates and Jamal Igel seem pretty excited about it. So
yeah, they do.
Done. You know, they've done the best run on Supergirl in what, like since
Ever?
Yes. I was going to say since Kupperberg and Infantino, but I would say they probably eclipsed that as well. Mm-hmm. So yeah. Yeah. They seem all right with it. That's a good thing. And I think they do get name checked in the first episode. So that's kind of neat.
That is neat. Have you seen the irony online of the fact that Flash and Supergirl both died in Crisis and now they both have shows?
Yeah.
Good point. Very, very good point. Very good point.
I'm waiting for the Bug-Eyed Bandit show. That's going to be awesome.
Are you? I think you can keep waiting. I don't know why. I just think you can keep waiting for that.
We've already seen the Bug-Eyed Bandit. And she was a fairly popular Walking Dead character as well.
Oh, well, there you go.
And so she's already been on the show. And
Cole then.
And I think any of us. Oh, God, Cole.
Yes, that's all we need. Is a character who can make crystal on TV.
Yeah, no, that's exciting. No one will
misinterpret that.
Cole, good grief.
Cole.
Hey, but that opens the door for a Hawk and Dove thing, and so, you know, I'm going to be down with that.
Well, that's going to be in the Titans. Hawk and Dove are in the Titans.
Oh, that's true, actually.
Yep. Along with Nightwing.
You know what?
And I think Starfire is actually made the cut.
I think Starfire, too. Yeah.
Even though she's not named after a bird, I guess I'll have to name a bird Starfire or something, but, you know, whatever.
Maybe
there's a bird on my home planet called the Starfire.
Maybe they can change her to Grackle Girl.
Grackle Girl? Ooh. Oh, she has a crap on Windows.
Star Grackle.
Star Crackle.
Star Grackle.
There's no way to make Grackle sound good. That's true.
No, there's not.
That's deliberately chosen name.
You cannot make that. You cannot pretty that stuff up, can you?
Oh. Yeah.
No. It's nasty. Very nasty. And also, I have added further to the showcase bookshelf.
Woo.
I had an eye doctor appointment on Friday, and so had to just kind of keep myself into a very small geographic region while I waited for the eyes to come back enough that every second of sunlight wasn't
blinding you.
Yeah. Yeah. And so as it happens, this place is near an old comic shop that I used to go to when I lived in Brampton. And so I wandered over to Comic Warehouse in the Brampton area. And they have, I'll say this about them, their new book selection, you know, but that's okay because their trades are, you know, not only impeccably organized, but reasonably priced and plentiful. And so I managed to grab myself the last couple of volumes of the Morrison Doom Patrol that I needed.
Woo-hoo. Nice.
And all, yep, see, look who we got on the show, and yeah. There we have it. And so I managed to get those, and he's going to actually order me the last volume of The Invisibles that I need. But also, on that shelf, upon that very shelf, was Showcase Presents Challengers of the Unknown, Volume
Ooh.
2.
Ooh.
And I loved the first volume so much, and so I've been digging into that over the weekend as well. And hey, Showcases, kids. I listen to these people complaining, comics aren't the same as they were when I was 12. And it's like, yeah, you know, they aren't the same as when I was 12 either. But you know what's even better than the comics when I was 12? The comics from long before I was 12.
They had comics back then?
Apparently.
Oh, apparently.
Damn.
Hey, I get to be the youngest one today.
That's Matt's right. On mission in deep space. Space.
Yeah, yeah, he's he's on the I can't come up with a good Memorial Day metaphor for Legion time, so yeah, I'm out. Never mind.
The Alzheimer's kicking in.
Yeah,
eat it, Grandpa.
That's so going to be on all of our tombstones. You do understand that, right?
Oh my God, it's got to be. It's got to be.
Eat it, Grandpa.
I'll make sure it is. I'll still be around.
Oh, like you're going last. Please. The way you drink, give me a break. Oh,
I will have my Squirrel Army etch it in there with their little...
And nibble it on in there.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, that's sort of the comic booky goodness that's been going on over here.
Yay.
Yay. Yay for comic booky goodness.
Non-mopey comic book stuff on TV. Yay.
Just, you know what? I've watched that finale twice, and it is just for all the Sturm und Drang there is in the episode, and there's a little bit.
Oh, for sure.
But it's still the overall feel of it. It's like, yeah, there's that part of it, but they still manage to couch it in just like a thrill of adventure, a thrill of you know, it's like when that guy runs, there's no mistaking that he friggin' loves it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the comic bookiest of all the comic book TV shows.
Yeah, absolutely. It's
the one that most feels like reading a comic.
And you know, and what I love is that it has been very successful.
Yeah.
And now seems to be the template for how they're doing things, at least on the TV side of things.
Yeah, things seem a little brighter.
You know, I hear Ollie's going to be getting a more colorful outfit. And
I hear
I've also heard that Arrow is over. The show will change title next season to be Green Arrow.
It is the rumor. It is the rumor. So I think that is a direct feeling, because they had a very broody season, and I think that is a direct reaction to the success of Flash, and it's like, holy shit, you can have fun with this stuff?
Yes, yes, you can.
Yeah. Shut the front door.
And yeah, exactly. And as I said, as Murray and I were sending messages back and forth when the Supergirl trailer and the Legends of Tomorrow trailer dropped, and the first thing I said was, they need to sit Zack Snyder down, like
let's have a chat.
No, they need to sit him down like Clockwork Orange style.
Oh Jesus!
And yes. Show him those trailers over and over again, as well as the Flash TV season, and say, "See, motherfucker, it can be done."
Mm-hmm. Not everything has to be Watchmen. Hello,
yeah,
or 300. Or anything else like that.
Yeah.
Dear God.
So, anyway. Yeah, it was... everything about it. Just loved... what a great season of TV that Flash was.
Oh. it was awesome. Awesome.
Awesome. Awesome sauce.
Yes.
Indeed. All right. I guess we should probably get to the book.
If you want to.
I suppose. And Darren,
you sound so thrilled by it.
Well, you know, hey, you know what? People got faces, so I'm already 100% happier.
Know. It's already, you know, above and beyond what I expected. So
yeah, and you know, you've got you've got all of, you know, Pogo and you know,
Pogo and Kodo.
Yeah, all the 101 Dalmatians being ridden by Atomic Knights.
Right?
Yeah,
Patch and Lucky.
I realized immediately, it's like, oh crap, I don't know any of the Dalmatian names.
You don't know any of their names, I know. The dad was Pongo. The
Pongo.
Mom was Perdita, or Purdy, as she was referred to often. The kids were, you know, all kinds of weird names.
Sleepy, happy, grumpy, dopey.
No, wrong movie. Wrong movie.
What?
But Disney actually was not happy with that movie, because they clearly, if you watch it now, you can see how they lifted animation. Because who wants to draw 101 dogs?
Oh, totally.
You know, over and over and over again in the same scene. But he hated that.
He hated that
you could see different pieces were the same piece of animation in a cell. So
slackers.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So for that reason, he just didn't like the way that movie turned out. So he was a tough one to please, I guess, on many cases. But
fair enough.
We're gonna
those animators now are frozen at his feet in his cryogenic chamber.
Yes, probably.
Like
waiting
the
to rise up in the new world order.
Walt Disney shall rise again.
No doubt. We're doing Convergence 2, Superboy, and the Legion of Superheroes.
Yeah.
Correct?
Yeah, that's the
so
one.
So I'm looking at the cover, and the cover actually in the electronic version has Superboy and the Legion of Superheroes
it does,
as
yes.
its logo.
Yes.
So none of that weirdness from last time.
Yeah.
The cover has Superboy and Lightning Lass, Sunboy, Shadow Lass, Ultra Boy, all kind of over the invading Atomic Knights on their Dalmatians with their metal muzzles,
yes,
I guess.
Yeah. I think it's some sort of breathing apparatus as well.
Something like that,
if I remember correctly. It's been a while since I read that stuff, but
to kind of filter out the radiation or something, I guess.
Yeah.
Mutated big puppies that they're riding like horses. So we open up and we are in Durvale, which is the city of the Atomic Knights.
Durvale.
Durvale.
Oh, Ultra Boy's favorite city.
Oh, and speaking of Ultra Boy, I saw Coach Josh Wilson this weekend too, and he says hi.
Yay.
Love Josh. Except to those of us who hate Ultra Boy, and to those
nobody hates Ultra Boy, but we'll make fun of him like crazy.
Said nothing because you know.
Yeah,
we love Ultra Boy. He's a fount of comedy gold.
Indeed, got a lot of mileage out of Ultra Boy.
That'll be a text later. Sorry, Josh.
That's so okay. You can only get it back at us one at a time anyway. Yeah, so
that's
all
true.
Good.
And you know what? I can't think of any other Legionnaire that we've had at least two spotlight episodes on.
Yeah.
So he's done all right.
He has done all right. So we open up, and a Marine is coming in to see Gardner Grail, who is the official quote unquote who's who Atomic Knight, if you look that up.
He the man.
Yeah, he is the man. And so she's asking, is everything okay? And he's like, yeah, I feel like I'm in a war. Everything's just hunky dory. Basically, he's being Debbie Downer. And we see two other Atomic Knights walk in, and they have a jug with them. Ooh,
Jughead?
No, not Jughead. Oh. Just a jug.
I thought it was a nod to another era of the Legion.
Yeah.
No. No, they're missing. They're not carrying a jug. It's just a jug.
Is it silver ale?
No. In fact, it's much worse than that. It's almost countdowny. We'll get to that.
Oh, no juice?
So they're like, boss, you sure about this? He's like, yeah, there's no choice. We're going to ride into this town. There's only 219 of us. There's 1,000 of them suckers. We're going to ride for bear. Okay, let's go. And so they get on their Dalmatians and they head out. Meanwhile, we get a flashback to Smallville, Kansas.
Remember we were talking about how
you can have fun in comics? This is not one of those.
No, it is not.
So here is Pa Kent having a son, man-to-son talk with Clark. And Clark has found a chicken that is injured. And Clark says, what are you going to do to it? Oh, the chicken's neck is broken, Clark. Nobody's fault. Stupid thing just wandered out in front of the tractor. It's in a lot of pain.
We're gonna sex it up some.
Yeah, it's in a lot of pain. It can't help itself, so it's up to me. You might be Super Clark, but you're still a boy. You don't have to make these decisions yet. And you see Jonathan Kent raise the axe and slam it down, and blood apparently goes 5 feet behind him to hit Clark on the head. Yeah, enjoy this time. Enjoy being a boy. And
with
then
all of your face.
Yeah. And isn't it amusing how Clark's spit curl goes one way and Superboy's goes the other way? I just find that amusing.
That's how it's disguised.
Oh, yeah, that's the disguise.
Genius.
Disguise 101.
Yep. Yep. So,
curl that shit the other way.
Nobody will ever know.
Live to hide another day.
And Superboy is basically reflecting on that enjoy being a boy moment. Hmm. And we see the Dalmatians and their riders rolling it down, and we pick up from where we left off last issue, and Gardner Grail says, "Surrender, as much as I hate to do it, I'll destroy you and your shiny city, too."
As opposed to our really big dogs.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, they got that covered.
Yeah. And Gardner Grail is pulling his best D&D bluff here. Do not test me, really. Even Marine's like, Gardner, really? And Superboy's like, we don't respond well to threats. You're outnumbered from looks like it outpowered. What do you say we continue this conversation in private? We can follow you to your city if you want to. And he's like, our city? And he goes into this long-winded story about how their city sucks and Legion City is apparently beautiful. And clearly, Dervale, they struggle for everything. It's very Walking Dead-ish.
You're right. I was totally gonna say he is absolutely Rick Grimes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Except he hasn't killed anyone yet. But exactly. But you know, he comes off very much like the Rick Grimes of the TV show, without a doubt.
True. Stay in the damn house, Clark.
So the other Atomic Knights are trying to calm Gardner down, and Gardner yells at the Legion, "Where were you when the bombs fell? Because they've got all this power; they could have stopped the war."
All their powers,
bombs? What bombs? And somebody makes a crack, and Gardner shoots him. Wow. Okay. You think that's funny? Done. And so Superboy goes off to catch Sunboy.
This is not going to go well.
This will not go well.
No.
Because now that kind of leaves the other Legionnaires in charge.
You know what? Scott's right. What is this with pulling back from old continuity crossovers? Sunboy is always the one gets shot.
Always. Always. But, you know, we mentioned the Wizard of Oz thing with the Wicked Witch. And there's Ultra Boy in the last panel going, "Bad move, Tin Man." just saying. So we see there's another Atomic Knight making his way to find the signal that is talking to the planet's core, and he runs across the Legion headquarters. And this is where I gotta think people are listening to us, folks. I'm convinced that some writers and some editors at DC are listening to this show. No. And I know that sounds crazy, but
I don't even listen to this show.
I know, right? but wait for it. Wait for it. We finally have an explanation for one thing that has been bugging the crap out of me forever as a Legion fan. So hold on. So this guy sees the big silver computo-y Legion headquarters, and he says, "Using scientific reasoning, I deduce that this is the Legion's headquarters, so this is apparently the brain of the Atomic Knights."
Yeah.
Clearly the giant L was a big tip-off.
Yes. It's got a big L on the side. And he walks in and says, "The signal's getting stronger. This is an impressive complex. Even before the war, we never had equipment like this. Strange. No sentries. No traps. The Legion may be away, but I assume they'd have automated defense mechanisms to keep out intruders." How many times have we talked about people just wandering in the Legion headquarters? I mean, come on. And here comes Brainiac 5's explanation. The keywords are "keep out." "You're here because I let you in." There's our explanation. Take a drink, people.
Brainiac just lets anybody in. If
Legion
he feels
traitor.
Like
Brainy lets people in because he's bored. That's that. There you go.
I thought it was the pizza guy. I don't know.
Yeah. Pizza boy. He delivers. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh. How was I to know it was the land shark?
Giggity, giggity.
Giggity, giggity. Giggity, giggity. He's like, I've jammed your radio signal. That's why your friends can't hear you. So now shall we begin? And so I guess they're going to work together. Ha, ha, ha.
Whether he likes Superboy, it or not.
Yeah. Superboy saves Sunboy from going splat. Shady makes someone unable to see, and then Colossal Boy basically decks them into 1,000 places.
Yeah.
The dogs come over, and two of the Atomic Knights attack Shady and Colossal Boy, knocking them out.
I just want to double back for just a second. Sure. Because I was thinking of Brendan, who was the guy who found the headquarters. And I pulled out the Atomic Knights hardcover. He was the last surviving scientist on Earth. Because we're going to get to other Atomic Knights in a bit. You had Gardner Grail, who was a military guy, Sergeant Gardner Grail, and the other ones were Brendan Smith, who was the last scientist left. There was the twins Wayne and Hollis Hobard. And then the brothers Douglas, the brother and sister Douglas and Maureen Harold. So those are the main
Atomic Knights.
Yeah, yeah. Like basically, those were kind of the core group of the actual comic series.
All right.
So sorry, just wanted to bring that because we talk about he's the brain of it, and yes, he was indeed the brains of the outfit, who could clearly read a big L.
Yes, clearly could. L. Mm. Mm. In my language, it means maze. So, Shadow Lass and Colossal Boy get zapped, and then Ultra Boy kind of goes off and says, "We've been holding this city together for a year. You freaks think you can ride in here and take shots at us?" And he uses his penetravision, and Lightning Lass is like, "Joe, no, use your invulnerability, not your penetravision." And he gets zapped. Ah!
Yeah. Thanks, Ayla.
But I wanted to see their underwear.
Thanks.
Well, clearly he did. Yeah. So.
Thanks a lot, Ayla, for pointing out that I was not at all invulnerable at that moment.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think that they knew about any of their powers before they showed up. Well, so
they knew he wasn't invulnerable at that moment.
At that moment.
Good one to take a shot at.
Yeah, Lightning Lass says, we haven't used our powers for months. We're rusty. And she zaps one of them, but then she gets zapped. Four down, let's make it five. And one of the Atomic Knights goes up into the air and knocks Invisible Kid out. And the Atomic Knight says, "Infrared Tabernacle. Trumps invisibility, kid."
I thought he was like so invisible, like even infrared couldn't pick him up.
Yeah, I thought so too. Yeah. I didn't think that's the way his powers worked.
They must have super infrared or something.
Well, maybe they do.
Scott, perhaps they have atomic infrared.
And you
know that that's better.
Yeah, it costs more.
It's true. If it costs more, it must be better. So
right.
And so, Sunboy basically tries to fire one of them up, and it turns out to be Maureen. And of course, he stops when he sees, "Oh, it's a woman. Hello."
And then he turns to, "How you doing?
How you doing?" And so Gardner is holding Invisible Kid hostage to get Superboy to surrender, basically. And that's when we get the cavalry. We said it was Chekhov's gun last issue, and sure enough, it is, because the Legion's got their powers back, and that means Wildfire's back, baby.
Yeah, he is.
I pity the fool takes Invisible Kid hostage.
Yep. So Wildfire basically zaps Gardner.
See right there. I've so missed you, Scott.
I know. I love him.
Quit your jibba jabba, Gardner.
Yeah, so Gardner lands on the ground, and that's when the jug comes loose. What the hell is that? No. And Gardner Grail says that's exactly what it is, a little bit of hell left over from the war. Meet Mortococcus, the ultimate bioweapon.
Oh, yeah.
For crap's sake.
Now,
if I set it free, if I release this catch, the entire city will be dead in minutes.
That's
dun,
way
dun,
worse
dun.
Than Kono Juice.
But let's be fair. I know we said all countdowny, but what is it more? Commandy.
More commandy.
It's yeah, more commandy. Yeah,
exactly. Let's remember that just because someone used it poorly once before.
That opened the door for everyone to use it poorly.
Basically. Well, this is true.
Basically, yes. So some boy says, and you think you'll survive? You think those tin suits will protect you? And Gardner says, maybe, probably not, but Durvale will survive. 209 people will live, including that newborn baby. I'm just an ordinary guy, an average soldier. Always thought it was sheer luck I survived, huddled down in the bunker while billions of people were burned alive. I should have died with them. That's what I used to think. But maybe this is why I was saved. This is the hardest decision I've ever had to make. But I will make it, Superboy. I can do that. Can you? And now we're, you know, obviously he's flashing back to when Pa can't kill that chicken.
And he's all, don't piss me off, Superboy, because I will get Michonne to go off on you.
Off on your ass. And Superboy says,
correct me if I'm wrong. Couldn't Superboy just, like, pop his head off before he even got a chance to open that thing?
Of course he could.
Yes, he could. But then he'd be Superboy Prime and we'd have a whole other issue.
Oh, I suppose.
So Superboy says, okay, Gardner, is it? I need you to stop and think about what you're doing. You're about to murder millions of people because some disembodied voice told you to do it. We don't even know who or what that voice is. Sometimes killing is the tough decision to make, but sometimes not killing is even tougher. The Legion's world learned that lesson. Yours didn't. Not soon enough. Come up out of the bunker, soldier. The war's over. And the other Atomic Knights say, Gardner, we started the Atomic Knights to rebuild civilization. I know I didn't come here to kill anybody. Second chances, right? And Gardner hands over the Mortococcus virus to Superboy. Thank you. And Superboy takes it somewhere. Don't know where. Yet, I guess. And then probably to the sun, but can he leave this planet? I don't know. Gardner is being yelled at by Brendan, the scientist, right?
Yes.
Okay. And he's managed to strengthen the signal from the planet. It's him and Brainy basically saying, yeah, we're closing in on the signal for where the origin of the signal is coming from the planet. And it appears to be it's actually two planets in one. Two planets in one. Yes.
double menders.
Yep. It's like if the image indicates it's about to transition from one spatial continuum to another. And Gardner says, well, what does that mean? We're not sure yet, but we suspect it could be dangerous. And we get an earthquake, and Superboy and Wildfire are trying to get rid of the debris before it comes raining down on people. And Atomic Knight saves a mom and a son from some of the debris. And Lightlass is going after the canister. I don't know why the canister is falling down, but I guess it was in the Legion's headquarters where Superboy put it. I'm assuming.
He was flying up with it.
Yeah, he flew up with it, and then he came back.
He just set it on a ledge.
Yeah, then he came. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, God. What a country boy. Okay.
Well, he saw all the stuff with the rocks and rubble raining down, so he just sort of tossed it to the side.
That's right.
Yeah, well, that's brilliant. So Lightning Lass is trying to get it, and the irony here is that the jug is really heavy. Don't you wish you had your other powers now?
Yeah.
Look shine.
Good point.
So Superboy manages to get up there and catch her, and they share a moment. And yeah. Lightning Lass says, oh, for a minute there, I felt just like Lois Lane. Who? Yeah. okay.
See what she did there?
Spoiler, Speedy.
Spoiler alert. Whoops. Saturn Girl's not here to wipe his memory. Damn it.
We'll have to do it the old-fashioned way. Get the tequila.
Seriously, get the fucking tequila. So Colossal Boy and Wildfire are trying to fix what broke in the quake. But unfortunately, this is going to continue on, apparently. This is part of the world transition period. Brainy and Brendan are fighting about who's the best scientist. Yeah, whip out your slide rules, boys. We can measure later.
Yeah.
So they're, and everyone else is kind of like, okay, now we're all friends. Which isn't that nice. Isn't that lovely?
Well, that's what you do. You fight.
You fight, and then you become friends.
Yeah.
And Gardner says to Superboy, I hate to admit it, Superboy, but you were right. I should have never brought that thing here, meaning the Mortococcus virus. And he's now strapped it onto the back of a puppy. I hope that puppy doesn't like have to scratch or anything anytime soon, but okay. It's just sometimes our world gets really small. I guess I've lived so long in the shadow of destruction, eventually it was all I could see.
This is totally Walking Dead. Jesus.
Totally Walking Dead.
Absolutely.
And Superboy says, hold that thought, Grail. We're not home yet. and there may be tougher choices ahead. Meanwhile, I'd like to see your city. It sounds a lot like
and there's that damn chicken again.
Yep.
Yeah.
The chicken. So, Superboy and Lightning Lass are going to share one final moment. Others are packing supplies to send to Dervale to help them rebuild their city and to, you know, have it a little easier, I guess. And then the Legion and the Atomic Knights are going to team up and take on whoever is causing the convergence from happening. So there you go. But they have Aayla says one thing about not being able to call him Superboy. He seems like he's more of a Superman now.
Oh.
And Lightning Lass says, one last kiss then before we all have to grow up. But do you notice that their crotches are not touching?
Yet.
Yet. The end.
Till he gets the super swing. Mm-hmm.
Swing! And breaks there you go. Pelvis. That's Superboy and the Legion of Superheroes Convergence Part 2.
I gotta say, second issue, far better than the first.
Far better. Second, they had faces.
First, better than
they
the first.
They had faces. Yay!
Yeah, and I mean, it just seemed to... It seemed to do... Like, if I were to look at the two issues together, I would say 90% of the story was covered in this issue.
Mm-hmm. Oh, totally.
That first issue, it just seemed like, okay, we're doing the... you know, the setup of it. But the setup took entirely too long and really didn't do anything. Like, you could have covered pretty much what happened in that first issue in a couple of pages and then had this and been done.
Yep. But you know how it is.
Yeah, but hey, you know what? We got...
We got some Legion love, and it was fun.
Yeah. Well, that's just it, right? And I mean,
it was a fun Legion story. It was, you know, it wasn't horrible.
No, not by any stretch.
So let's look on the right side.
I'll take it over a lot of Legion stuff that we've had over the last while. You know, because this
it's no woman in profit, but
no,
it's no woman in profit at all.
But then, Scott, what is really?
True.
But no, I mean you had a threat against the you know, you had a threat against the planet and they dealt with it. Nice and simple. Like at some point, you know, we gotta cut through the Gordian knot and get to the you know what? Stuff attacks and they defend. And in this I thought we you know, we got some of that. Not a lot of character development, but It was save for Superboy, which is nice
Superboy
because
got the development,
yeah, really. We don't get to see a lot of Superboy, and you know, and I fear that this might be the last time for a while.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, and so I mean, you know, for me, I guess the best part of it is got to see Superboy fighting with the Legion again, and that's been a long time.
Yeah, it has been. Yay!
Yeah, yeah.
So yeah, you know, in that and you know, in and of itself, I enjoyed that part of it. So,
well, good.
Huzzah!
Well, who knows? Maybe the sales numbers will come in, and they'll see that there's some life in the Superboy and Legion concept,
and then they'll go for it. Maybe he could have been a boy again. I mean, we already saw the whole thing of T-shirt Superboy or T-shirt Superman in his early days, knowing the Legion. So, you know, there's an easy way in for them on
this. Yeah, totally.
Well, Legends of Tomorrow, they've got a time traveler. Don't be surprised. Don't be surprised.
They're going to look at this and go, you know what people like? Those dudes that are like The Walking Dead but with robots. That's awesome. We should totally give them their own book.
I can just see it. So this ends up being a resurgence of the Atomic Knights.
Mm-hmm.
Screw the Legion. Take the Atomic Knights.
God, Scott, you're probably right.
Come on, those giant dogs. That shit's gonna sell merch, man.
That's true. Giant Dalmatians.
Yeah.
Heck yeah.
Cruella de Vil. Cruella de.
Anymore, and we'd have to pay Disney, so no.
Yes, so yeah. I was waiting for you to stop that. No, dude, no. Yeah. You know, I'm trying to think of what other. Hey, is anyone reading any other Convergence stuff? Murray, have you been reading any of this stuff?
I read a lot of the first parts, not a lot of the second parts.
Yeah,
I have. I read the mini series a little bit. I didn't. On so I've read a little bit of it, and it's a weird series. Like it's structured so weird. It's like the first couple of chapters are all like Earth 2 chapters, like really focused on the Earth 2 characters, and that's it. And then they throw in some Warlord.
Yeah, that came out of left field, didn't it? It's like really
okay. Left field, but cool. But
it was very cool, very cool.
Yeah. It's just weirdly structured. Like it's not, if you think it's kind of like an old school crossover stuff, kind of. And then like the latest issue 7, I guess, they start to throw in the new 52 characters, and it just feels weird. Like those characters in a big multi part crossover with all the it's a weird feeling. It's not terrible.
Yeah,
but it's just weird. It feels weird to have like No Underwear Superman and Wonder Woman with her big sword walking around while you've got a like the characters that I grew up with.
Yeah,
kind of. It's weird. It just
without their underwear. Well,
that's weird on a whole other level.
although I gotta say the The World's Finest Convergence is I loved that. That was the one with Scribbly. It is a total love letter from Paul Levitz to the early Silver Age of comics. And you know what? If you love any of the stuff we talk about on this show, you got to check it out. It's all the Seven Soldiers of Victory, basically, and so it is the Seven Soldiers regrouping to defend their city against the Quarred invasion, while cartoonist Scribbly Gibbet, and this goes back to like Shelley Mayer stuff, transcribes their adventures, and it's a comic book love letter, and so I recommend it to anyone. And I think right now Levitz is kind of on fire.
Oh yeah,
because I don't know if either of you, if any of, I know Murray's checked it out, but the Dr. Fate preview.
It's good.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's
not Fate, is it?
No, it is not.
Just checking.
It is a different character, but it is. It's neat. Like it's kind of got that sort of indie slice of life feel, but also the superhero side of things. It's, you know, when they talk about trying to do different things with the line, when I read this, I believe it. And so the preview is available free on the Comixology, and it's an 8-pager, and it is Paul Levitz and Sonny Liu, and it's like got all the sort of the cool old school stuff about Dr. Fate involved in it, but just this really new attitude to it. And you know what? If someone had said, if I had read this without credit, I don't know if I would have known it was Levitz.
Ah.
But when you find out that it is, it's like, oh, yeah. It's because, you know, he just seems to be in this stage right now where it's, I'm going to do this kind of stuff I like. And you know, the rest of it be damned. And just, I want to really sort of pay homage to the stuff I love. And his Convergence Seven Soldiers shows that. And this Dr. Fate shows that. And it's fascinating.
Sounds cool.
It does sound cool. Very cool.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
Eep.
What? Murray is Skype falls off.
I bequeath unto him the Skype fall off power. Use it wisely, Murray. Use it wisely.
It seems like he already has.
Indeed. Indeed. Oh, the bubbles come from a most untoward place on his picture.
Oh. No, thank you, ma'am.
Mordecaucus.
Oh, no.
Not the Murray caucus. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Yeah, no one wants to see that.
Yeah. Oof. But yeah, so guys,
he's got dreadlocks and everything.
I know. I already know that Murray loved it. Scott, Darren, check out the Doctor Fate. I think you will totally dig it. It is really cool. Is anyone else reading something currently that they are digging?
I'm not reading a comic book currently that I am digging. Although I just did get A-Force number one. Just because of there was a big hoo-ha about some Harvard-educated woman who complained that all female superheroes are basically sluts.
Oh, that
that thing.
Doesn't read comics, so what?
She doesn't read comics, so what does she know?
Yeah.
So, but I wanted to get it just to support. What's her name? Wilson.
Oh, Willow Wilson. Yes. Willow Wilson. Yes.
I wanted to support her work because I figure, you know what. I was a big fan of Birds of Prey when Gail Simone was doing it. I think we need more positive portrayals of female superheroes and not just the TNA, thankfully seems to have gone out of vogue right now. You don't see a lot of TNA art.
Hey, you're talking to three guys who have daughters.
I know.
We hear you.
So, you know, I want to support that kind of thing. So I bought it. I'll read it, you know, later.
Speaking of Gail Simone, did that new Secret Six ever come out?
Secret Six number three, if you look at the Convergence, yeah, there is an ad in the back for Are You Ready for the New DC Universe? That is slated now for June 17th as part of the relaunch of the DC Universe. So I'm not sure what happened with Secret Six.
Well, that's number three. We've already had the first two, have we not?
We've had the first two, but it's been like 4 months.
Oh, they've been out.
There was a huge delay between.
There's a huge delay now.
Oh, well, but let's hang on a second, because if I remember correctly, Ken Lashley was doing the first arc, and I can't remember who was doing the...
Dale Eaglesham, I think.
Yeah, not the two guys not exactly known for their speed.
That's true.
You know, but yeah. So issues one and two are out.
Yes, and they're really good. Pick them up.
They're really fun. I'm doing really, so really as fun. We speak.
Noish.
And yeah,
but I've been looking for number three forever now. So, but this explained it. Coming out June 17th.
Yeah, it's been a while since I bought a new comic. I think the last thing I bought was the Commandy
Omnibus. Yeah.
So
yeah, because Secret Six number two came out in January.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's what I thought, but then I didn't hear anything about it.
So that is exactly. Some serious ass delay.
Mm-hmm.
That's like Wolverine versus Hulk kind of delay.
No kidding.
It's like JLA Avengers number four delay.
What TV show are these guys working on? And here we go. Okay, yeah. I mean, if you're gonna avoid getting new books for a bit, or if you're avoid is maybe not the right word, but if you're not getting new books for a bit, Commandy Omnibus, it's a good way to go in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, half price. Awesome.
Seriously.
Totally.
Yeah. No, those Kirby Omnibuy were that was a good line of stuff because it's amazing how dense that stuff is.
Mm-hmm.
Like it does. Like I find like you read an issue of that stuff, usually 18, 19 pages, right? Mm-hmm. And there's so much that happens in that 18, 19 pages. So much. And
plus now you can read it in sort of historical context, so you can see like things that came out of it. You recognize things, you know, where that came from. Mordecaucus, for example.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so it's kind of cool that way too. It's like the double whammy.
Yeah And see, this is what I'm saying. It's like, you know what, they don't make the comics like they did when I was 12, but that's okay, because the comics from before I was 12, there was some awesome stuff there. Mm-hmm. I find I still have a vast library to plumb before I'm all done. So, yeah, it's not a bad thing. Not a bad thing at all. And in fact, this issue kind of led me back to the Atomic Knights have been pulled off the shelf again. I'm going to check that stuff out again.
Mm.
And that's John Broom and Murphy Anderson.
Yeah.
So that's some good stuff. Yeah, can't go wrong.
They showcase all that stuff? They must have.
They did. They did the Great Disaster Showcase, which has the... So I think the Great Disaster Showcase has the 15 stories that are in that Atomic Knights hardcover.
Mm-hmm.
The Atomic Knights stories, plus their appearance in Hercules Unbound.
Ooh.
And also...
DC Comics Presents.
They showed up in Commandy as well. Now, I don't know if that showcase has the DC Comics Presents 50 number 57, because they kind of moved off that, because in that issue they made it sound as they did kind of retconned the Atomic Knights to make it like it was a Gardner Grail was in suspended animation and it was a nasty dream that he had, basically.
Oh.
So they kind of, that was it. But yeah, so the 15 Atomic Knights stories were in that DC hardcover volume. And oh no, it turns out, yes, the DC Comics Presents is in that Great Disaster Showcase. So it is, but it's a Great Disaster on a different level. Showcase presents the Great Disaster featuring the Atomic Knights, which includes all of the Atomic Knights stories, plus the Hercules Unbound appearance and the DC Comics Presents story. So you get a little bit of everything. But I gotta figure, like how do you not have Commandy in that one as well? So I don't know. That is one of the showcases I don't have, primarily because much of it is built on the DC Comics Presents stuff, which I've already got. Mm-hmm. And the Atomic Knights book, which I have, so all of a sudden it's like, so that's about 200 pages that I don't need of that showcase.
Yeah.
So
it's kind of hard to double dip on.
Yeah. I haven't really felt the need there, but yeah. So crazy stuff. I mean, the old. Even though we could never quite reconcile the Great Disaster with the Legion's timeline, you know, it always caused a bit of confusion. Oh, there.
A bit of headache.
Yeah, didn't it? Yeah. Well, it was just you know, it seems that it's because the Legion's timeline seems such a straight line from the modern day, right?
True.
And so for it to have all gone to hell like that. And then to have come out within sort of 500 years, I don't know. But I guess there's a way that we could look at that, okay, they repopulated. It's all good.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably the controllers. They did something.
Ah, blast.
No, they probably did, the bastards.
Someone sneezed next to the Miracle Machine and it was all good.
Yeah. All fixed.
Yeah. See? All you need's a miracle. All you need's a Miracle Machine.
All done.
Miracle Machine is singing Superman and everything's good.
It's true. Everything is
Miracle
good.
Miracle Karaoke Machine.
Oh, yeah. Miracle K. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Giggity, giggity.
Giggity, giggity. Giggity, goo.
All right. Anyone got anything else to bring up?
I don't think so.
No?
I'm good.
Are you good?
Scotty? I'm
good.
I missed you guys.
We missed you too, brother.
I missed you too.
Sorry I'm not around more, but it's tough.
It is, so we make it work when we can.
Yep, exactly.
Absolutely. All right, so let's wrap this up then. Comments, as always, are welcome at legionofsubstitutepodcasters@gmail.com. You can join in the comments, in the conversation on our Facebook page, which is facebook.legionofsubstitutepodcasters.com. We are on the Twitter. We are LOSP Podcast. And in addition to all these other things, you can go over to our website, legionofsubstitutepodcasters.com, and you can leave a comment on this or any episode. And with that, we make our way back into our cool time sphere that TV's Rip Hunter made for us. And we're going to open up the beer fridge, have a couple of drinks, and head back to the 21st century. And we will see you all next week.
Atomic Ultra Orange.